6 months a year, or do not forget about yourself. Getting used to hiking and camping is very hard, because work is perfectly crafted to take everything from you. That is especially true when setting off on great adventures to achieve great things. Walking one of the great trails to become young and fit again begins not just with aches and minor discomforts, but with horrible, toxic doubt. We get so caught up that even when walking is all we have left to save our lives, we still want to go back, return to work, maybe try again, but on a smaller scale without all that extra effort. Walking the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, or Continental Divide Trail requires many months, and the fastest anyone walked all three is 2 years. But we are animals, apes, gorillas, or better yet, think horses. Imagine what would happen to a beautiful horse had they been locked in their stall for life. Just like we get locked for life in the cubicle, the car, and the couch. The horse would lose muscle and cover that up with fat, losing the ability to run, jog, jump, and eventually even walk. Now listen, because I am about to tell you the shocking truth about our relationship with nature. You will not be able to handle it at all. You will not believe it, but you must remember it. We can only work 6 months a year. The remaining 6 months must be committed to books and great adventure. Very often, even a greater challenge than mindless daily work. It is best to work 1 week and take the next week off to go bicycling, hiking, camping, or just walking. And you still need exercise during that work week. You do not get to sit and stress for 8 hours a day. And it is not just about your body. It is about your education, your mind, your spirit and the legacy, and your growing up. That is right. Be shocked. You can't just spend your entire life working. You need most of it for growing and rising and struggling towards standing upright as a great being. Your body requires long-distance trails and muscle that will make you fierce and beautiful in life. But an adventure is also about listening to narrated books from the library, all of them. And then you re-listen to the wisest ones you found, sometimes as many as 30 times. All the walking and the open vistas open your mind and make you not just want, but need books. And wise books are not just about learning wisdom and broadening your mind. In great part, they are about inheriting authors' culture and greatness, so that your own culture becomes a mix of all the great cultures you've come across in your life, and then some. When wise beings say that good art is the kind of art that changes lives, this is what they mean. They mean culture transfer. Not being able to afford adventure is a death spiral for humanity. It leaves the world without authentic leaders, on the brink of a brand new dark age. But adventure is so much more than saving the world. Walking the great trails is also the act of creating a great spiritual legacy, where once a person is finally at rest, their spirit still can be reached loud and clear on the trails that they worked so hard to cross. Trails that they often shared with their family. From transforming bodies to transforming minds, a legacy of adventure and balance with nature is perhaps the most profound of all. We are each charged with growing all the way up until we each stand as a great, authentic, and independent being. And for most of us, that trail begins with adventure. 6 months a year, ladies and gentlemen. 6 months a year.